Hey, yo, what's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Take a Shot Podcast. It's your boy Dub, a.k.a. Podcast Poppy.
And y'all already know who it is, Mr. M-A-R-V, Single Ladies. Y'all already know.
They be so silent. It is your favorite Nikki, a.k.a. the lovely Nikki, a.k.a. Milk Chocolate, because on, Milk. Summer Tan is coming.
Come on, Milky Way.
Please get her out of here.
Yes, come through, Summer Tan. It's coming. Stay tuned.
I know that's right.
You a hater.
Help us. Get her out of here.
Are you hating?
Can somebody please help us?
Hating?
Please.
Hating.
Please. Well, just everybody.
Because in a minute, you're going to take a shot for hating.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
Okay. Anywho, shout out to Tequila Mandala.
The only tequila that we drink.
We miss y'all.
And shout out to you, Feels Me Cold, because guess what? If you want to be laced, you got to be laced.
I'm waiting for my summer line to get here.
It's all kind of colors coming. You feel me? Like, look, it's all kind of colors
Varieties.
Coming. Varieties. If you see that hat bag, you already know what it is.
Ooh.
We need summer essentials.
Let's do it.
We gotta come.
No, we ain't doing essentials because you already know who essentials is.
Yeah.
Fear Gotti, but we ready.
Mm-hmm. Essentials meaning summer needs.
Okay, we got everything. All the needs that you guys want. I'm even trying to come out with the little side booby shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I'm trying to see them side boobies because mm-hmm. I like side boobies. Mm-hmm. You feel skisky?
Bra or no bra?
No, bro. We need to see that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And we need that under thing. We need them under youngs, too.
Yeah.
You want to get to see the little under
boobies? Yeah, that under boobies is sexy. That shit sexy as shit.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little sag on the titty.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. If they sag, I'm telling you.
What?
That just shows that you're a little older.
Mm-hmm.
Or guess what?
You mature. Mature, y'all say mature.
It's some youngest for some of that saggy ones these days.
Hey, or that means you're healthy right now.
Mm-hmm.
That sag means you're healthy.
That mean they heavy. Mm. She bottom heavy on
that's
that,
cool.
On the
ain't nothing wrong with it.
They mm-hmm. a little heavy. They might knock you out.
Hello. Knock me out. Hey, well, knock me out.
I'm trying to go to sleep.
Nate Robinson
I'm
sleep.
I'm trying to go to sleep. Knock me right out, please. Please knock me out.
Y'all stupid.
I'm just being honest.
Whatever.
Because you don't need no other body.
Come on.
How y'all week been?
So it's been great.
It's been cool. Okay, I can't complain.
Oh, that's great to hear. Mine's been great as well.
Wonderful?
Wonderful.
That's good. How's the situation with the vehicle?
You know, life happens and then you have to move on to bigger and better. So that's what we're going to do.
Okay. So your whipper's cool?
No, it's not cool. It's gone.
Whip gone.
Gone.
No more. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It doesn't exist.
Down the drain.
No more part of my life.
We miss it.
Gone. So if you didn't enjoy the magic school bus while it was there.
Oh, I enjoyed it. You know I did.
Sorry for you.
That was the best thing ever. I love that thing, man.
We're gonna get
okay. So y'all ready to get straight to the show? I got a question for y'all. What made y'all mad this week?
Started with me.
Starting with Derek.
You said starting with me.
Starting with Derek
Douglas
Willard.
What made you mad?
Derek Douglas.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what made me mad this week. Okay,
Dub is what they call him, but we call him Derek Douglas around here.
Look, check it out. I think we all have been through this.
Okay. Like
When a motherfucker parked in front of your house.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For a long period of time. Like, don't leave your car in front of my house for days. Like, we have, you know, in front of everybody's house, you got your park. It ain't a sign. It is street parking. But everybody know if this your house, nigga, don't park in front of my house for no 2 days. Don't do it.
So what did you do? My question is, what did you do? Because I know Douglas, you kind of crazy.
I didn't want to resort back to the old me, so I just parked across the street.
Shit.
What you would have did?
You didn't leave a healthy note.
What you would have did, Nick?
I'm not leaving no note.
What you would have did? I'm pretty sure you've been through that. You got multiple cars like me. Or somebody park in front of the crib. That shit had me hot. I ain't gonna lie.
We have like a respect thing on my block.
See, that's what I'm saying.
You kind of know everybody parking spot, but you always got a little straggler coming along or the new kid
guests.
On the block.
Motherfucker having hella guests.
Keep your guests where you at. Even when we have guests and we know we turn up, I'll come outside like, hey, don't park right there. Pull right here. That's the parking spot. But you have those people.
Yeah.
I had a situation once. I went to test the water. We asked, hey, okay, if you're going to park right, can you move up? And they was like, no.
Ooh.
Oh, you're not going to move your car?
Block them in.
Nope. Daddy, this car don't want to move.
Oh, okay, Dayton came outside.
With a nice little tool. He said, you don't move it, I will.
And jacked that motherfucker.
Jacked it up on a little hook thing he used with his race car and slid it right on out the way.
No, he didn't.
Oh, let that motherfucker in the middle of the
shit. Shout out to Mr. Cross.
And then called the tow truck company.
They said, move it out the middle of the street now, because we asked you nicely to move.
I just feel like that's rude as fuck. If you live across the street, park your car on your side of the street. You know what I'm saying?
I try to park in front of my house, or at least across from my house.
Yeah.
And when I'm being an asshole, I do park somewhere else. That's just to be an asshole.
That's just the asshole. But I'm saying on a regular basis.
Not on a regular basis. Nah, I ain't doing that. And even if I'm somewhere else, I'm going to park where, I normally park. Where you know this is where this car is at.
Mm-hmm. So that's what made me mad.
Yeah, no, that would have pissed me off. You should have called me. We could have came over there and
jacked that thing up.
And slid it to the middle of the street.
True.
And mosey right on the pot of here.
I don't want no problems.
That's no problems.
That's good. He don't want no problems. Look, he's growing up. Yeah. He's becoming a gentleman.
Listen, well, I'm growing up too. Now, what about you?
What about you, Nasty Nikki? What's your
Wow.
What's your nickname? What was you,
Milk Chocolate.
Oh, the lovely
Milk Chocolate. What's your middle name?
Chocolate. You look like the inside of a Reese's. Anyways,
Peanut butter.
Mm. Mm. God damn, Graham Cracker.
Teddy Graham.
This week I would like to say, I don't think anything made me mad this week.
Nothing?
No.
Wow.
I think I did good this week.
You know what, Nicole, you full of shit. But that's awesome.
I didn't call you anything this week.
It's cool. You know what?
I only called you to spend some money. That was about it.
Mm.
Okay. Anyways, Nicole.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. You want to skip over that?
Okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever, mm-hmm. Nicole. You full of shit. Mm-hmm. That's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. So what made me mad this week? I'm going to
Angry
be
Bird.
Honest.
Keep it buck.
Kevin Durant losing. Kevin Durant losing broke my heart. I was kind of pissed off because I know for a fact, you know, they're going to lose probably the next round.
He was out there playing by himself.
But he's playing by himself and he was balling out. And he made that three, and I thought it was a three, but it was a two at the end of the game. Mm-hmm. And then it went to overtime, and I'm like, damn, bro. I really wanted to see KD go to the Eastern Conference Finals and then see if the team's going to come back, if Harden's going to be healthy. And I just wanted them to just do his thing.
So they let you down.
Yeah, because everybody talk trash about him, because I hate, like, they talk trash about KD. They talk trash about LeBron. Like, let them do them. They great players. And they're not going to get appreciated until they retire. And then once they retire, everybody going to be like, oh, yeah, he was one of the greatest players. Oh, yeah,
we love him.
Like, bro,
Okay. Let me ask you this, though, or tell you this. Can we put to rest that he's better than LeBron?
No.
He's
a better scorer than LeBron. Yes, he is.
Overall player. I mean,
no.
he's
there's no overall
he might be, player. He might be top five all-time score.
For sure.
Of all time. For real.
I'll put it like this. There's no overall player ever better than LeBron. Overall player, period.
Nobody.
No, there's no one.
LeBron did it by himself before.
There's no one.
KD, this was KD's opportunity to say, I did it by myself. And he couldn't do it. Not to say that he's not a great player.
It's not that he didn't do it. It's just his team didn't help him either, though.
He went 0-6 in overtime.
Okay, you get tired. What did he have, like 40 what? 48? Some crazy ass numbers.
But LeBron took that Cleveland team by itself to the finals. Mm. With Anderson Varejao.
And his team.
Booby Gibson.
And his team, when he needed them, if he passed them the ball, guess what they was going to do? LeBron wasn't going 42 assists and 8 rebounds. No, he was going 40, 12 assists, 17 rebounds. He was going everything.
I was getting triple doubles. He definitely was getting triple doubles.
I'm just saying.
So I'm going to be real. KD.
They reading your ass.
KD still. They okay. They said.
Oh, with his jersey on?
They said no. KD
they
still has.
You. About what? You. About KD being better?
No, somebody just said KD still had Harden. Harden was hurt, though. But
Harden shouldn't have been out there. He had hella turnovers. He was actually hurting the team.
He was hurting the team, for sure.
Okay, well, we're
but anyway, it happened. Look, I was pissed off. Shout out to, like I said, man.
Okay, well, take your shot for being mad. Take yours, too.
Okay, and Nicole. Guess what? I think you was mad earlier today, so I need you to take a shot. Because you was like, oh, you going to make me real mad. Oh, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I was in a happy mood. I can't wait. You pissed me off. So take a shot.
Who the fuck sounds like that?
Did you just say a cuss word? Go ahead and take that shot. Thank you. My point exactly. Because you're about to take another one, so you might as well take that one real quick. And then it's on me.
Oh, shit. Here we go. All right,
guys. If y'all new to the show, do me a favor. Get y'all cups. fill it up because I'm going to make sure that all of you guys take a shot. So guess what? It's going to be like this.
Let's do it.
With us and everybody in here, even the camera people.
Come on, get them.
All right, right. So check this out. Take a shot and eat this watermelon mustard. Or.
That's fucking disgusting.
Let your significant other, right? Spend the whole check on their exes.
Exes?
Ex or exes. They're going to spend their checks. Meaning, they're going to sit here and they're going to flourish them. They're going to sit here. They're going to pay their rent. They're going to pay their car note. You're getting nothing at all. Your ex can spend all his money or her money on them.
On them, not the kid. On them.
Mm. On them. They're going to sit there and spend all that money.
Give me the phone.
I'm going to tell Mika to do it because I know you.
No, he got to do it. He got to do it.
Y'all see
that,
it?
That means you'll never get a birthday gift again.
Do y'all see this bullshit?
All his checks.
Man, can I just eat this bullshit and get over with?
No, you're not spending all your checks. Come on, boy.
Let's go.
Which one you want?
Ladies first.
Make sure I got some mustard on it. Come on. No. We all gonna do it together because I'm doing it too. We all are doing this together. This is with a TikTok.
That's a big ass piece.
You're a big ass nigga. We don't want to eat this motherfucker.
There we go, right
there. Look, we don't got no mustard on it. Come on.
That's not my problem.
I said they gotta have mustard on it. I just told you.
This a lot of mustard on the b-hole.
Damn, Nicole, y'all think crazy. Here.
Boy, shut up.
Here, Lo.
Take a bowl and pass it around. Marvin, you said one check. I'm willing to give up one check.
Let me see. That's fucking crazy. Let me see what's talking about.
Lord, if you throw up right now.
This is Mustard City, too. Pass it to Sam, please.
That's why I wanted Derek to go first, because I would have got that one. Because it looked like it's broken and it's not.
Pass it to Sam. I'm allergic. You ain't allergic to shit. You're allergic to bullshit. That's what you're allergic to. Go ahead and take that.
Where yours at?
I ate it. Mm-mm. I don't know. It ain't. Mm-mm. You got to do it. I ain't nobody put that in my There you go. Mm-mm. That was fun. Thank you, guys. Mm-mm. Everybody throw up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, I'll say this. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be, but it ain't good.
It ain't great. No.
That's for damn sure.
I wouldn't do that, though. Look that over there. It's not horrible, though. It's whatever.
No, it ain't. I would never do it again. Never do it again. Never.
No, it's not bad.
Mm-mm. Never doing that again.
So go ahead. Douglas. Derek Douglas. It's on you.
It's on your boy. So look, check this out, y'all.
Checking.
In today's time, why does it seem like all men want is sex from a woman and all women want is money from a man? Why does today seem so transactional?
Instagram.
You think Instagram is what it is?
I'm gonna kinda be real.
I need to wash this shit down.
I'm gonna be real. Women been saying that all men wanted was sex. That didn't just happen. How many times have girls always
women saying it and this y'all all being like y'all all chasing the same thing is different. You could say one thing and now it's just an actual thing. If you just you chasing a type at this point.
Yeah, I feel like women more so are being more vocal about it now, but niggas always been saying fuck bitches get money.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. That's been some shit forever, you know what I mean? So we can't really say it's some new shit for men, but for women, they've been very vocal about, do you got a check for me if you want
to
fuck with me?
I feel like women just now realize it's okay to speak the hell up and say what you want. Like, you don't got to sit back and just take whatever's given to you.
Okay. I respect that. But is it cool?
Is it cool?
Well, for me, I'm gonna say what I want. If you think it's cool, just like with us, you know I'm gonna say what I want. You might not think it's cool in the moment, but it's what I want. In the end, you're gonna respect me because you know where I'm coming from at all times.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the day, it's these niggas' fault, bro. Y'all are doing exactly what these girls said they want. They want the Chanel. They want the Birkin. They want the Dior back. Y'all are the dumb niggas that's doing it.
Yeah.
And y'all messing it up for Everybody.
I can guarantee you niggas everybody. Been,
but niggas been tricking since the beginning of the time.
I'm a
it's a different type. Hey, it's a different type. It's a different type of tricking.
You have one hand of us that yes, you bought me bags, but I've had all one of all these designs before you. You're just adding two.
Right.
And then you have the ones that you're taking out of the Slauson and now you're putting them on Rodeo and then now they have the expectation of the keeping them up. It's two different types of females. Are you still eating this bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Are you mad? Take a shot.
That nigga's disgusting.
No. You just said cuss word bullshit. Go ahead and take that shot, please.
So every time I say cuss word,
exactly. That means you're upset. Are you mad? Are you even more mad?
You're a sicko.
Okay. Whatever. Drop your phone. You're real mad now.
Pick my phone up, please. I said please.
What? Okay.
So we gonna put a button on that. Everything is just transactional.
Because today. It's made that way. I mean, my life not transactional. I will hope yours isn't. I hope yours isn't. But that's no, I'm the just way saying, society just, has just made the, life
yeah,
at
I'm about
point.
To say, just the way shit is going now, yeah, everything.
But you control how your life goes. So if you want your life to be like that, then you let it be.
My boy Germ said, chicks are niggas who never got pussy before.
Chicks are niggas?
Tricks are niggas.
Oh.
That never got pussy before they got money.
And so it's more of them. It's more of them than niggas that been getting pussy. Yeah,
because you got to think about it. It's a whole lot of celebrities and all that stuff. They've been ugly all their life. They still ugly, but now they got money. So it's just
what do you define as a trick?
Spending your money.
Not on you, just on anybody, not just
no, your offering your money up front. Yeah. If you offer money up front before
anything
else, that's tricky.
Hey, here's $5,000 to go out with me. Oh, here's a Birkin. Here's a Dior bag.
Mm-hmm.
Dior, okay.
It's still going though.
It's not. It's paused.
This is paused.
I don't need no
idea. You got to
turn that off, buddy. Look at me too late to turn that off. And look at me looking like I'm scratching my nose.
I don't do it.
But yeah.
You back
to
it?
Yeah, but like we were saying.
Chicks are guys that got money and they offer you.
If you want a trick away.
Right.
Yeah, it's only good because, you're receiving this, but. No.
I mean, I kind of got to side with the women on this. If a nigga is willing to do that shit just out the blue, get your bag.
Right. Get your shit.
I ain't lying.
Why I'm going to spend my money if I don't have to?
Yeah. It just fuck it up for real niggas, though. It definitely
fuck
it up
for everyone, bro.
It do fuck it up.
Because now, women think like, they going to trick on him. Now, guess what? Now the dudes that's going to trick, they're going to pick exactly what they want. They're going to be like, no, I'm not. Excuse me. You're regular. No, I want this one. I want the baddest one. That's why all these girls having surgery and all this. I want this girl with ass and titties with this. And that's what's making all these women sit here, have these surgery. Everybody that's sitting here getting their fake teeth. No, not necessarily. No. He's not going to choose you.
He's
going to pay for it, too. Some people are going to pay for it. And some people ain't going to mess with you if you ain't got it.
You think these women paying for all these surgeries? They're being paid for.
No, EDD and PPP is
paid. No, because they was getting them before EDD and PPP. They was getting surgery.
Not like they're doing
surgery.
Yeah. Not like they're doing
Come on with the rhyme.
This year, I've been seeing
it opens up a wider span of women. But the women being on rotation of getting the surgery, that shit is popping daily.
It is.
Been going. No difference.
Bro, take your lock off.
That's crazy. Keep talking.
You don't need no other body.
Anyways, Marvin, how many surgeries you done pay for?
Zero. I would never pay for a surgery.
Would you pay for some boobs?
Nope. Well, if it's my wife, yes. If I put out this, if I have a wife, she's beautiful, she gets pregnant, right? Boom. I'm going to fix what I messed up.
We're not talking about making a mom body. We talking about pre-mom. I just want to get this done. I want to go get this done.
No, I'm not paying for that. But I believe if my woman was beautiful, her body was nice and slim, she had nice titties, blah, 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 and I mess it up having kids, numerous, not one, having kids.
Come on,
and she has
go
that mom
ahead
body.
Pop them all out. And then
pop them all out. We marry you. Look, you know what? Hey, you want to look sexy? You want to be on this beach? And hey, my fault. Hey, your boy can't pull out. So I'm going to pull out this wallet.
Pull out.
She's going to say, I'm going to go get snatched up, and I want you to go get snipped.
Whoa.
Too bad I'm not getting nothing snipped. Guess what's going to happen? This is a reproduction. I'm going to reproduce.
Mm.
No, as much as I can. Now that she's got her body done, she ain't having no more kids.
Yes, she is.
boy. You better get her while
no,
she...
No, I'm probably going to be done. Like, once that happens, I'm going to be done. Like, I don't want no more
you
kids.
Just said yeah. Your game was whack, so how what? You going to keep from having kids? You going to tell her to go to the show? So you want her to go to the show? Look,
not I-O-U, I-U-D.
So put her body through everything, and if then I'm, you just do whatever.
If I'm paying for it.
Yeah, he got a point. He got a point. If the man paying for it, okay, then he got a choice.
You pay, okay, but what you just said was, get your ID. Because I messed up your body, I'm going to pay for it. But it's also because I paid for it. You now need to go to this IUD and put your body through that as well, because I don't plan on doing anything when you could go through some pain just like I have for your child and recovery.
And I heard it's very, it's a very easy process for us too. And it's not painful enough.
And y'all are kind of selfish and don't want to do it.
I don't think an IUD hurts at all either.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
How do you know, nigga?
Because yes, it does.
How do you know?
I pay
have
for
you had one?
I pay for one.
You pay for one, so that you don't have
free,
insurance?
That shit free, ain't it free?
So you fucking with a bitch with no insurance?
No, she has insurance. It was free.
Bitch be at the clinic.
Duh. No, but I heard it's not a painful procedure.
Who'd you hear that from? Are you a woman? You can't say.
The person told me. The person,
that's them.
The
but that
person I was with told me. That, hey, you know
that,
what?
But that is what she, that maybe that's her pain tolerance. That doesn't go for all women.
I got a question. Did you get your ears pierced? Did it hurt? Shut up.
Yes, it hurt. It.
Okay.
Yes.
You got tattoos too, right?
Yes,
thank
it hurt.
You. Thank you. You want to go through pain, so no. You go through pain if you want
boy,
to.
And you're going to go through some pain too. Go get that little nip snip.
I got tattoos. I got enough to pay. Mm-hmm.
You selfish. That's so selfish, that's cool. Man. Don't be selfish like that. Derek, I'm cool. Are you selfish like that?
Yeah. I'm not getting snipped.
So you expect her to...
My soldiers is in the Fellas, army forever. No retirement.
So you expect her to take care of y'all not having no more kids when y'all make the decision to not have any more? And you do nothing?
Yeah.
Common in the black male.
Okay.
I'm pull out poppy.
Okay.
So either way, I'm good to go.
Okay, I got a question for every male up in here.
Ooh, child.
Would you get snipped? Mm-mm. Thumbs up, emoji, thumbs down. Thumbs up, the men win. Thumbs down, guess what?
The women's. The women's.
Let's see.
Go ahead and get little mommy makeover. Let's get see. That vaginal rejuvenation. Tighten that cat up.
Tighten that twat.
They want you to go through all this and then still remember, bust it open when you say, bust it open.
Tummy tuck, breast lift, vaginal rejuvenation, or the whole thing.
Do all of
that. He'd be a whole new chick when you come home.
Hey, that thing is steamed.
Ooh.
Steamed and clean.
And it's tight like a brand new baseball glove.
And what did she tell you? All right, and you gonna wait until I say you gonna get back up in this brand new thing.
Excuse me. Hey, I'm going to...
Didn't I pay for it?
Yeah, I paid
that's
for
mine.
It.
But remember, you said you paid for it because I messed up your body having your kids. See how y'all used to say, oh, I messed up your body having your kids. But I paid for it, so I'm going to do that. Which one is it? Are you paying for it because you messed up her body by her making her have your kids? Well, not making her...
Maybe not force. It's not by force.
I'm
it's
saying not by force, by her having your kids. But you said, oh, I messed up your body because you had kids, You just said that. But now you're saying, I paid for it, so you should be doing blah, blah, blah. Which one is it?
Listen, we're gonna come to a mutual decision, and you're gonna get the whole makeover thing. Okay. If that's what we discussed, then yeah.
And what are you gonna do?
Let me take over.
I'm gonna pull out when it's time to pull out.
I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you out on this one.
Come on.
Check this out. We're in a relationship. We already agreed that guess what? Sex is needed. So I have needs and you have needs. You know I need sex. Mm-hmm. So when it's time to have sex, we should be doing it. I'm not in a relationship.
Okay,
so
we
talk. Now I gotta wait to have sex.
Yeah,
get out of jail free card.
She got a whole new vag right here. She wanna hold it together.
That's cool. Do me a favor.
Ooh, that thing like a ooh, that thing tight too.
Maybe it might be.
No, it better be. It better be.
Or it might be loose as a goose. So get me started.
Give me two extra ones.
Two extra little lips on there in the inside. Is that possible?
No, I'm talking about two extra stitches. Oh.
Hey, I don't know what they do in the surgery. Bye, got four lips down.
Bye. Anyway,
nah,
selfish.
I don't want that Martian cat.
Selfish.
Martian cat.
I can't believe y'all.
Oh wow, bro. Nah, man. Hey, my relationship. Ooh. I'm getting sex exactly when I want and when I need.
That's
it.
Fine, but I need
and
you
if
to
I pay
also.
For a new, if I pay for a new cool, that's like me buying some new shoes and not wearing them.
Okay,
what?
But you started out saying you were paying for this because she had your children.
Okay.
And she put her body at risk to do that. Okay. So are you doing it because of that, or are you doing it because I'm paying for it and you and I own this body because I paid for it?
I think I should have sex whenever I want to.
We're not talking about the sex.
I'm sorry.
We talking about the
so fact I have a question. So when she says, "Okay, yeah, I'm horny, I want to have sex," I'm gonna say, "No, I'm cool, I'm straight."
And when you hear,
we're not as men, we're not allowed to say that.
Yeah, we're not allowed to say.
You
can say no if you want, but when you hear some buzzy buzz buzz and a good time,
you better get them batteries out my bed.
Hey, guess what?
Don't touch me.
Hey, and then when you find out that Marvin took every battery out of everything,
ain't no batteries in the remote. Everybody
got one that charges it and don't take batteries. Then what?
And Eddie took the charger too. And a box.
She didn't charge it up in her car.
Ain't no batteries in the whole house.
She got one in her car you don't know about.
Well, then she's gonna be using the one in her car.
They got that little small lipstick one. You gotta be careful with that one. The little joint.
You thought it was chapstick the whole time.
Hey, the whole time Dub was at home talking
about vibrant. Bottom lip just doing this.
Dub was up in there.
I thought this was CarMax.
Is that baby? What's this? I got my lips tingling, baby.
Listen, y'all better stop being like that.
Oh, shit.
Bro,
that's funny.
We're gonna have another. We're gonna talk to ladies about that. We're gonna pin that.
Okay, nah, I'm taking all the batteries, everything out.
Shit.
And I'm stealing some toys. Knock yourself out. Hey, so you gonna have one of them lonely nights. You wanna play with me? Hey, I'm petty.
I ain't even gonna ratify it like that, ladies. I'm gonna just let him have that.
Move on.
Go ahead on, Nick.
No. Let me ask Nicole and all the women. Ooh. Even all the women.
This for all the ladies.
Ladies, do y'all understand the difference between a man taking care of you and a man just buying you gifts? Do you, Nicole?
Can you explain the difference? A
man taking care of you or a man just buying you gifts?
As of today, I do.
What's the difference?
Oh, so what's the difference?
Break it down for the ladies.
And when did you come up with the difference? When did you realize? Huh? When did it become realistic?
I'm about to punch you.
I just want to know. We all want to know. When did it become?
I hate you. I really hate
go
you.
Go Suns! I feel brand new with my Chris Paul jersey. Let's go.
Explain to him. Break it down. Break it down for us, Nick.
Excuse me. Take a sip.
There you go.
You might be upset.
Break it down for us.
You have the men. They're cool. You guys have a good time. It's fun.
Okay.
But it's more so monetary.
Mm.
Everything's taken care of. Financially,
transactional, even
you're satisfied financially, but you don't realize. Yes, you think because money situations, that's not a problem, that's not a worry. All money things is just handled. That's all life is, or that's all you guys' life is.
Okay.
Until you're introduced to, like, oh shit, okay, little small little details that you didn't even realize meant more to you than before. And it's like not saying that it's still gifts and fun and still monetary things.
Give us one. Give us an example of a man taking care of you versus just buying you shit. Give us an example. What that look like? We trying to help the men out. It's men in here.
I'm not gonna help my man out.
Or the women.
Ain't not a man. I had to figure this shit out the long way and deal with you some crazy ass men.
Okay. It may be some people in here that's dealing with some crazy ass men.
Might be.
Or he may be the crazy ass man in here. Let him know. What is taking care of a woman look like to you?
Mentally, small things.
Okay.
I mean, it's so small as, damn, you bought my favorite bag of chips. Me and somebody was just talking about this, I think yesterday, like, it's the smallest little details. Like, people think, and I'm going to say for myself, people think, like, I always want the most expensive, lavish, everything. But I really am into, like, small detail moments.
Right. Your favorite pack of annihilators.
Favorite pack of candy or some chips or something that have me excited. Like, right. Oh, shit. Right. Like, damn, you even pay attention to me saying I like these chips. Or you say, oh, you pay attention, I like this candy. Or look,
yeah.
Shout out to Mr. Mysterious. Shit. Make sure that you get her chips, please.
Listen, he always have my chips.
Cooler and Ranch. Candy. Nacho cheese.
Favorite water and all.
Cheeto Puffs.
Ooh, you like Arrowhead. That's easy.
Boy, bye.
That's easy. Okay.
Arrowhead,
and she want a Snicker
you
bar.
Drink
he
this
wants thing? Me to react so he can tell me to take a drink, but I'm not going to do that.
I thought you came here to drink.
I did.
You did say that.
I did come to drink, but not make me mad and drink. But I will take a drink.
Oh,
but
that sucks.
Okay.
Take a shot for talking about some Arrowhead. Right. What the fuck? You didn't even drink Arrowhead.
Are you upset? Take another drink, please. Thank you. I'm doing my job. I don't know if you're doing yours. Have a drink. Because I feel great in my new Chris Paul jersey.
I wish I had a color lip on.
This nigga is sponsored by State Farm.
Hey, State Farms. I feel like Chris Paul.
Cliff Paul. So look, kind of segue and kind of same topic a little bit.
Doug, I did. How do you feel about that topic?
That really was for the ladies, but we can get into it.
Do you think females actually understand the difference? And what is your explanation?
These girls, I feel like a lot of these women today don't understand the difference. I feel like if a nigga buy you a bag or pay your phone bill, she'll go, "Girl, this nigga taking care of me." It's like, no, he's not. Like that's small change. But I feel like mentally, like you said, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, if he handling you on in those aspects, that's really taking care of you. And like you said, the small details, him paying attention. You may like some random shit, butterflies or some shit. He might buy you a bunch of butterfly shit because he noticed that you like butterflies. You know what I'm saying?
Or he might get a butterfly tatted on his face, like the game.
I'm so sick of you.
But yeah.
Niggas do.
But little stuff like you said, little stuff like that goes a long way.
It don't take that much.
Niggas paying. You got to pay attention, fellas.
I mean, pay attention. Like gifts too. Gifts and communications is my love language.
What's number one?
Receiving gifts is your number one?
Communication is my number one.
That's not part of one of the love languages, is it? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Communicating is. It's not one of the five.
It's not.
I promise you.
Words of affirmation?
There you go. That's more like it.
I don't know. I just know a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
I should have been a teacher.
No, you should.
Anyways, Mark? I feel some women do, very few. And the majority, especially nowadays, how things are working and these.
I don't want to say new women, but like it's not this new wave.
Exactly. It's a new wave. And I'm not talking about when I cut my hair. Y'all remember those? Anyway.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
No, it's a new wave. No, it's a new wave. And it's
the new
it's
wave
a
different, women it's, are very and, like, buy me, pay and, me, get me.
It's a different expectation. Because I told y'all, I'm not taking the girls to BJ's no more. You get laughed at if you take a girl to BJ's or Sizzlers or anything else. You better take them to one of these expensive restaurants on a day. Please. You might as well go ahead and get that Isabel or the Mastro's.
So are you doing that because that's what she expects of you, or are you doing this because that's what you do?
I'm not doing it.
You know what I feel about that? Not to cut you off, but I feel like a lot of niggas do that trying to catch
because that's what's expected
your woman. It's like, nigga, you ain't got her yet. If you gotta do all that all the time, you ain't got her. You really ain't got her.
You
like you
have,
think you do.
You shouldn't have to go. Unless you ugly. You shouldn't have to go in your pocket like that to impress any type of woman if she feeling you, to be real with you. If you gotta go do all that,
a lot of niggas don't be having no game. Niggas don't be having no game nowadays.
I'm telling you.
And it ain't even a matter of having game. I feel like everybody at this point, well, the majority of us, we done been through our wave of men, so. What? We ain't got time for it. What? And most of us got our own money, so your money ain't getting me far.
Money helps a little bit. Money will get you time to where, like, if you take a girl on a vacation, then she's going to spend multiple days with you. But some dudes can't even take a girl on a vacation. So if you got money, and you still
money
can't
get
take
you
a
in
girl
door.
On a vacation?
Money gets you in the door.
That's crazy. Like I'm saying.
It ain't going to keep you.
It ain't going to keep you, but I'm just saying. You regular wouldn't even have the conversation with this woman.
For sure.
But if you had this money.
Yeah,
you could be like, "Yo, what's up? You want to go to Loon, blah blah blah."
It's definitely a door opener.
And you like what?
Especially if you got, a nice chain on or
exactly,
something.
Exactly,
you know what I'm saying? Catch her eye.
Yeah, it helps.
It helps. I'm not gonna say it's gonna hook her.
No, it's not.
It's not
gonna
get her
there.
On the hook.
No, your appearance should be.
It's gonna get. It's gonna get her to look.
I need you to look.
Yeah, look the part.
Good.
Yeah.
Up to standards. I mean, I don't want you. What's the little meme going around? Don't throw her in the pool because her jewelry can't. I don't want his jewelry to not be able to make it in the water.
Ooh, turn green on you?
Oh.
Because some of y'all jewelry can't make it either. Why the little memes is popping around?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they can't make it.
Definitely done seen a couple of them. A couple of them chains.
I want your jewelry to be able to float around. A
couple
around
of chains and turning that chlorine.
Right. Let's have some fun.
Yeah.
But you take care of you. I take care of me. We make this shit work. You add on to caring for me, and we good.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So it's on you, nasty Nikki.
Mm. First of all, Marvin, that's not my name.
Okay, my fault. The lovely Nicole.
You would do anything. if a man introduced you to a higher lifestyle than you were used to, then you guys break up. Is that lifestyle now expectation now? I don't know. I can't answer this.
Have you ever been introduced to a different lifestyle than you lived?
I was born into it, baby.
So you haven't been introduced to a new
lifestyle? Can't show me nothing that I ain't already seen.
My bad. So, Douglas.
It was really a question for the ladies. But
Nicole can't relate. So.
I was about to say, Nikki already at the top of the game, so.
Shout out to my family.
This actually goes off of that video that went kind of viral, that girl saying that a man introduced her to a different lifestyle.
Right, break it down.
So she felt that he needs to keep her, like, he still needs to pay her bills. He bought her a Benz. So he's like, look, she's like, boom. He still need to pay this Benz off. I still need to live in this loft because this is what you introduced me to. So I need to live this lavish lifestyle.
So she was saying after they break up, you still responsible for keeping my lifestyle.
Exactly.
Which I totally disagree.
I totally disagree too. After we break up, I don't give a look. Why would I give a fuck about you or how you living?
So look, this is where he went wrong at. And this is where a lot of niggas go wrong at. You put a bum in a Benz. Let me break that down. Now, after we break up, I bought you a Benz, right? If you can't even pay the note,
then you shouldn't have been with her in the first place, in my eyes.
That's why I said he put a bum in a Benz. I'm not saying anybody's fault. I'm just saying, look what you did. So this is the outcome. Now she's saying, well, I feel like I should have to pay it. No, you just can't. Don't say what you shouldn't feel like, because if you want it, you'll be able to keep it. Okay. She didn't have it to keep it.
True.
In my personal opinions, I don't know her bank account. You know,
she
what I'm
can't
saying?
Afford the lifestyle she's living. So now, basically, guess what's gonna happen? She lives in a law. Guess what? She can't afford that. Now she got to move back.
Look
home
like
with mom.
She needs to move on to the east side.
Now she's gonna have to go ahead and hit the homie up to see if she can still get a Nissan Altima. Mm-hmm. My bad. Sorry, a Kia. She might have to get the Kia.
Kias are expensive now.
The used one. I'm talking about the old one that Blake Griffin jumped over.
The standard.
Yeah, she needs to
go
get that one.
That's real.
Hey, I'm sorry. Look it.
She was weak for that.
Lifestyle.
That's wag, bro.
And then she had the nerve to be like,
stupid.
To be like, so what are you saying? Do you think I should just, you know, you should just stay in this relationship and I just cheat on you, or I just stay just because you're giving me if that's what you want,
she's a bum.
You better stay. If not, then you're going back to your normal, regular, regular
that
life.
That means you knew you picked up. You know you got a bum when you pick her. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah.
They always begging for change.
You knew when you picked her and you mold her into what you wanted her to be.
Once it's over.
Now, ladies, I'm sorry why you was cashing out. You should have been banking a transfer. Mama, hold this.
Yeah.
Because if this don't work.
If shit go sour.
I need to be able to be somewhere else.
Right.
Have him set you up, open you a business, put everything in your name.
Even the loft in the bins?
Your name.
So what's going to happen when you can't afford that loft no more?
You can't afford it. Get your ass a job.
What happened when you can't afford that loft anymore? Just because you have a job don't mean you can sit up on $4,000 to $5,000 a month.
You still might not be able to afford it.
$4,000 to $5,000 a month is a lot of money.
We're not
to be sitting
stacking
up
on your allowance.
Yeah, because he definitely was giving her allowance.
Because you was getting one.
For sure.
I agree.
Then,
what if you're not getting an allowance? What if he's saying, why am I giving you allowance if I'm paying your bills right now? So I'm sitting here, I'm paying $6,000.
Are you paying my bill? If I live with you, what bills of mine are you paying?
Your car note is probably $1,000 if I'm getting you a...
First of all...
I just got you a Benz. I'm paying that.
Why we got $1,000?
And actually, the condo...
That was wrong step number one.
The condo, guess
why
what?
Why we got $1,000 car note?
Whatever, because you know he's tricking on you. Whatever, doesn't matter. So guess what? You got
a G wagon. A G wagon will be $1,000.
Okay, look, he got you a G wagon. And like I said, you living in a condo. Guess what? You living in a condo. That's not living with me. You have a condo.
Okay, then at this point, y'all both deserve to lose everything
because she need a studio. Dumb.
Both of them was stupid. She need to get in the studio. That's what she you need. Driving some shit way out of your league. You driving some shit that you know if tomorrow ends with y'all, you know damn well you can't carry this song. You the fool. You deserve to lose it all. Lose it all.
Hey, people was mad when they said, what you call it, repoed her car.
Oh, Quavo?
Yeah.
Well, Quavo gifted that to her. Like, okay, if that was a whole...
gift,
if that's a whole lavish-ass gift you want to post online, then that should have been a gift cashed out in her name. I'm mad you didn't have it in your name. I'm about making sure shit is in your name. I will call Marvin. He'll say, I got a bright idea. Just make sure it's in your name.
Mm. Now she back in that Dodge Challenger.
Mm. Make sure it's in your name.
She not in Dodge nothing.
I'm about to say, it is a Trackhawk. I'll give her that. It is a Trackhawk. No. But it ain't no Bentley.
You gonna buy me some shit? That's cool, but make sure it's in my name.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Like I said, or you can. Hey, it should have been in your
name.
Or
it could be your car and I just drive it. But if it's not my car, if it's not in my name, then it's not mine.
So. Well, if you ain't got no say so in the matter,
then I should have a say so.
Why don't I have a say so?
Because it's my money and this is a gift.
Mm. But why get it personalized if you're gonna be
paying? If you're gonna put it in your name and not mine, then is it really mine's if it's in your name though?
Well, you know that shit was leased. Remember we discussed this. This exactly, was a leased vehicle.
But this is what I'm saying. Why are we doing that? If you gotta lease me, then you can't buy it. Then I don't want it. Buy me some.
But that's what celebrities do. We already went through
this. Everybody know that celebrities do not buy cars. We're not going
through this again. We're not going through this.
No celebrity is buying a car, bro.
They're not.
I ain't never leased a vehicle, so
you ain't no celebrity.
I know some people that's not this leasing.
I'm just saying, it's smarter, bro. Cars depreciate too fast.
So what's the point of using it? Drive off the lot.
It's gone. Take a deep breath, Derek.
Now, Marv, this was a meme that you sent me that was very interesting.
What happened?
It was a preacher.
Pastor
that was preaching. He said the reason why most people cannot be satisfied in a relationship is because they have too many experiences. So they have too many things to pull from, experiences to pull from.
Exactly. And they try to mesh them all into one. I agree with them.
Into one man.
Do you think you do that?
No, I don't. Because it's a whole lot of things that this person bought, that I don't even want none of it.
Yeah.
A whole lot. I'm not going to say all of my relationships, don't get me wrong, all of my relationships I learned from, but I don't want nothing from any one of them.
Right.
Not one.
But I think his purpose for saying that is because we've been with too many people and now we have a clouded vision of what we think we want because this girl had this other girl had this that you like, but this other girl had that you like. And now you trying to put it all into one woman or one man, you know what I'm saying? If you're a female and now that's putting pressure on the person that you're with because they can't live up to that. Because they are who they are. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with that.
I feel like that was a good ass conversation.
There's definitely people like that. So sad because it's like, oh, you're going to be single forever.
You're going to be single forever you're thinking like that.
You're going to be posting little videos talking about, I don't know why you're single.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still single.
Let me ask you a question. So after you stop dating somebody, do you just clear out your memory of everybody else and give that new dude a clean slate?
If I was to move on with the new person, with the last person
in mind,
I wouldn't get nowhere.
Yeah, that's true.
We wouldn't get past hello.
I agree.
Because you full of shit. Bye.
Mm. How do if a person is going through that, how do they
get rid of that? You got to get through it the best way you can. Can't nobody tell you how to. That is some you shit to figure out.
You shit.
You got to figure that out.
Right. How you feel about that, Marv?
I think I was first, but
no, I'm saying like, do you give him a clean? Do you give him a clean slate, like, or do you erase all memory of anybody else?
Clean slate.
Prior.
Clean.
You're gonna be cool with me
until I get that red flag from you.
Yeah.
Once I get that red flag,
everybody gets the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah. Everybody.
Gets all new people. All new people.
And I might just let one red flag just go by. I'm not gonna say nothing, but I'm already gonna be like, okay, now I see what this motherfucker is. I'm already knowing where this gonna go.
Okay. So we gonna let one
go by. I'm like this, you know.
But why would you let one go by without nipping it right then?
Because if you play football, I'm telling you, just one flag ain't gonna ruin the game.
Sure ain't.
I don't know. first flag. I'm saying,
look it. You know, when you get that first flag, you're like, you know what? It's a penalty. You got to chill. I think
we should have a conversation about that first. Hey.
And Nicole, I already, matter of fact, you're a liar because Ooh. You already had one red flag. And I told you, look, we need to chill. We need to let it go. It happens. Red flag. And now what?
I let it go.
Exactly. So you let that one red flag go. That's what I'm saying.
No, him.
Oh, you let the whole nigga go.
You're right. But you also had different red flags.
That nigga got kicked out the game.
He had three red flags.
Homie got kicked out the game.
For sure.
My God, gotcha. I want it, boss.
Nick.
Yes.
It's on you. It's on you, milk chocolate. You like that? Now go ahead and read it.
You know what? I'll read it. You scared?
Come on, Marvin, because this is more you.
Because I wonder. I wonder, and you know what? Ladies. Fellas, bear with me. So I got a question for everyone. If you are single, is it okay to have casual sex with an ex to keep your body count down? And women do that shit all the time because I get phone calls. I've got phone calls. I've got texts. Look, I'm not fucking with you. I don't like you. But guess what? I need some ding-a-ling. Because I want to keep my body count down. Because I'm at 37. I'm not trying to get to 30.
Whoa.
I'm just playing. I'm sorry. Every woman's at 3. My bad. I'm at 3. I'm not trying to get to 4.
37. Sheesh.
Ooh, Chad.
37 ain't a lie. I already told you to break down body counts. 37, you've been having sex for 20 years. Add it up.
So, Marvin, is it okay?
Is it okay? Yes, it is okay. But no, it isn't okay.
Why is it not?
Because if you want the pipe down express from me, you're pipe my down ex. Express. You want that same thing that you were getting. I can't give you that. Because if I give you the pipe down, you're going to try to come back around. It's a circle.
Marvin.
You get some of the goods, guess what? Just like when you feed a cat. You know what I'm saying?
No, don't ever feed a straight cat.
Don't ever feed a straight cat. Ooh,
that shit going to come back.
That going to come. Keep on coming back.
That's
open
real.
Open door. Guess what?
That's
so
real
who
tough.
Was that? Who was that was commenting on this? Who was that? Who was you with? I hit you up the other day. I told you I just wanted to come over. Ain't nothing but guess what?
Can I come over?
It gets real.
Derek.
Yeah, I feel like it's cool. I think both parties just have to have an understanding of what it is. I feel like if you're an adult, just keep it 100. Like, look, I ain't trying to be fucking no new person. And I need that.
And plus, look, think about this. Plus, I know all of your sweet spots.
I'm about to say, you ain't got to relearn her. Man, please.
I know what you like. I know you like it up in here, girl. I know you like them ears played with. And when you spread, never mind. We ain't gonna talk about it.
Wait, look.
I know.
Stop. Yeah,
fake. I know.
Like, girl, I'm over here. You told me to come over. Now you gonna tell me to stop?
Yeah, move. Get away from me.
Whole time she tuned at that.
She had that little fake t-shirt gown on.
All you see is this right here.
No, I love them. I love them.
No, all you see is these right here. Lips.
Because
she got the little t-shirt gown on.
Looking like Mrs. Potato Head without the eyes and nose. Just lips.
You like, just lips. You like, something need a kiss. Somebody want a kiss. I'm telling you.
And you going for the kiss.
Can I kiss y'all you on your lips? The lips between you.
So y'all going back to your ex.
I'm just like, pucker up.
If I'm single and I need that and I don't want to run my count up, for sure. Absolutely.
I don't even know if I should ask you this.
He already answered.
I already answered this.
No, I'm talking something else. But
what about you? Would you do it?
What about you, Nasty Nikki? Because it's on you.
Call me that one more time.
Okay, Nasty Nikki.
Okay, you're going to
take a shot. Okay.
Drink. Boom, you thought I was going to take a shot.
Damn. I tried.
Oh, yeah. What the fuck? I'm gone.
What?
Back over there.
You didn't say none of
that. I'm going back over there. I ain't finna go pick up nobody.
Speak up. Speak up. Say it again. Speak into the mic, please. Okay. Speak into the mic, please. You going back? You gonna spin the block?
Spin that block then. So I got a question.
But I'm not just, what,
have
boy?
You ever spin that block and caught feelings all over again?
Nope.
That's why I say you gotta have an understanding.
Have they?
You got to have an understanding.
Nope. Listen. Bible.
Come on, verses.
Which one?
King James.
King James, which one? The new? Old?
LeBron James.
Luke
Campbell?
If
Uncle Luke,
I come back to run it back because I don't feel like mixing and mingling and that's just a waste of time for me. Please know I'm out of that thing.
Mm.
You coming over, you out of this thing. It ain't no staying tonight. Don't leave nothing here. I ain't leaving nothing there. We ain't hanging out. We ain't going on no dates.
Mm-hmm.
Don't call me until a certain time frame. Mm. There is going to be stipulation.
Okay, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
I got a question for you.
Out of here.
You got that birth control, right? Or that IUD. Does the X have to wrap it?
Yes. Yes. Mm. Yes.
Mm.
You lost me right there.
Mm.
Yes. Mm. What you thought? Yes. Mm.
Because you don't know what he been doing.
Because I'm not yours and you're not mine.
Does that matter?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. I'm asking a question. I'm just asking.
I'm sorry. Asking. If I'm ever going to try to do things with my ex, I'm going to try to do that cartoon that the kids watch.
Boy.
Raw Patrol.
That is one of your niece's favorite shows, and you would do it like that.
Oh, Raw Patrol. Yes, I'm in that thing. Raw.
Oh shit.
But why would that's you be funny. Irresponsible? Because
it's certain stipulations.
Yeah, it depends on the girl too. It depends on the ex.
Okay, but you understand, but like, you know, you're doing that. Nowhere. You running, right? Mm. So what you do? You running it back with your ex? Y'all just supposed to be just fucking.
You know when you take you that. You know when you take that hat off, them feelings get to coming
exactly.
out.
Exactly. And guess what she say? I'm late.
You don't want that latex.
I'm gonna say what?
You better use that latex.
I'm gonna say you should wake up earlier next time.
The fact that I know you would really say that is. Sorry for whoever does.
That's what you should.
That's the chances you are running. Do you really want to run that? So now you're saying that you're open to having a child.
We got that 475.
R322 if you got insurance.
Yeah, we got that 475 322 if you
got. Actually, if you got Kaiser, might be free.
Nah. Not no more.
Because I forgot, you guys just will throw the woman's body through whatever so that you guys can have whatever enjoyment.
No, not necessarily. Listen, but sometimes things
you
happen.
You send that baby to the Lord.
What?
Derek Douglas.
You send that baby.
That's messed up.
We say the same shit.
No, bro. No, bro.
Hey.
You can't say that, bro.
Hey, listen.
I wouldn't even say that. I wouldn't. This homie trying to have Sunday service. No, man.
What are you drinking today?
Oh, man. I can't get down like that, man. No, nah, man.
Send to the Lord.
Mm-mm.
Listen.
Child.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
I don't care how terrible it is. It's the truth.
Man, that was my That kind of hurt me right there, guys. I'm so
your feelings
sorry.
Hurt? Your feelings hurt?
I'm so sorry. That was just hey,
man, reality is reality.
I'm going to send a homie to the Lord. That's crazy.
I'm tired of my back this way, Derek. I can't believe that. I would have never thought that comes to me. Him? Yes, you know.
Damn. Listen, it's the same thing whether you're paying the 322, he's still, the baby's still going.
Hey, technically it's the same thing if you buying that plan B, too.
Yeah.
He's still sending them back. We're not going to go into the return to sender.
We're not going to go into the. Oh. Like, I thought
I was foul, but that was just. That was a technical foul.
Hey, okay, go ahead and have a baby with your ex then.
How about you just
put
a
shot instead.
Oh, exactly.
Just put a condom on.
No, don't feel the same.
It depends on the girl. Yeah. Depends on the ex.
So that means there's a certain ex that you may be willing to.
Yeah. I think we all got that one.
I don't want him to care about none of mine.
You don't got one that you'll do whatever he say.
You holler at me a few years ago, maybe. But today,
well, Nicole, you gotta think. Like, it's probably gonna take you a long time because you gotta think about all your exes.
The homie is doing this.
I just wanna know what page you on. You got more pages in the Bible, baby.
Damn.
What you at, Solomon? Never mind.
Wow.
It's cool. I'm sorry.
Anywho.
I'm sorry, Nicole, but you do have a long book. Anyway, so Jesus. This is crazy. Nicole, I'm so sorry.
Oh, shit.
But this question is directed to you.
Mm. Well, shit, wasn't the last one?
No. Actually, this is going to be our last question of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone.
Of the evening.
Everyone. Can you be in love with two people at once?
Mm. Yes. I'm living two different lives. One girl in the day, you at night. Even though this ain't right, I just can't get enough of the way you put it down. You really got me
tripping.
Hold up, baby girl, don't talk, just listen.
This is the last time.
I'm gonna get to you because I already know your answer.
Everybody think they know my answer, but I'm gonna shock.
Oh, no, I know that answer.
I'm gonna shock the shit out of y'all.
Boy, watch please, this. I know.
Watch when it's my turn. I go last.
Come on. You had a whole song with it.
No. I think you can love one person and be in lust with the other.
Thank you. And you need to know the difference.
I don't think you can be in love. No.
Then you weren't in love.
You were never in love.
Thank you.
You were never in love. You were in lust.
You're having a better answer than I thought you were.
I just like the song.
You didn't just have that answer. I'm going to go with that. I agree with that one. Now you little boy.
No, it's on you. Nasty Nikki.
I agree with Derek Douglas.
What? I am shocked and Chris Paul.
Hey, that's good.
I hate it here.
That's good, bro. That's good.
I want to go home. Can I go home?
No.
Guys, I'm going to take next week off. How you guys feel about that? Mm-hmm. Come on. Boy.
Can you be in love with two people at once?
Have you ever?
No, that's not have I ever. That's not the question. And I'm not going to answer that. But can you? Yes, you can. You can be deeply in love with your woman.
Deep?
It happens all the time. You ever watch TV shows?
It's TV.
Boy, we're talking about reality.
Reality shows, too.
That's your fake, too.
I'm just saying, look, you can actually be in love with someone easily, and you can see another person. You could, like, actually fall in love. You heard of love at first sight?
You stressing Nikki out.
Oh, you can be good. I'm just telling you. Hey, some people cheat, and some people cheat because they fell in love with somebody else. It happens.
But how are you that's in love with friend. The person you're with that's and your best still friend. Looking at somebody else?
Because, guess what? I could have been loving you for
Mm. So you in love and bored is what you're saying? Because you get bored easy.
I can still be in love with you. But guess what? Guess who knocked on the door? Felicia.
So were you ever in love? Or okay. No, I like Derek said. You was in love over here and you were in lust over there.
No, but guess what?
Because you lusting after somebody else.
Because this person actually brought stuff to the table that this person
did. Then who are you in love with?
That doesn't make sense.
One girl in a day, you at night. I just can't get it.
Child, prices.
From the way you put it.
Down.
Says the person who said they are ready for a woman.
No, I'm not saying this happened to me, but I
you just said.
No, I said, you said, is it possible? I said, yeah. I said, I'm not answering the question on me.
Why won't you answer it
because
on you?
Because that's not the question. The question is,
I'm asking
possible?
On you.
Hey, you know what?
I'm asking.
On the next episode of Marvin's Life.
Guess we got that answer.
I feel like you can feel a way about somebody else.
Yes, you can. But you can be in love with somebody, bro. I don't lie. You can be in love with somebody. I put it like this. Does it make sense?
You lost me right
there. How many people been married and then left their person for somebody else?
That mean they wasn't...
Nobody knows somebody that been married and...
That mean they wasn't in love with the person no more. That wasn't the question, though.
Just how you was in love, that means
you were still in love. You still have something at home. Then you realize that this person is bringing more to this, and then you stop.
Listen, most of these people, once they go to the house, realize there was a certain time frame where at this point, I didn't feel out of love. I was no longer here. And because I was no longer here, it was why I was able to go there.
Right.
Because if you hear 1,000%, nobody else.
Your body there. Your actual body is there, but your mind. You gone.
Unless you just.
You gone, bro.
Being you.
Your mind and your heart gone.
Doing what Marvin do.
It's possible. I'm telling you.
Okay, Marvin. What in your world?
I believe it's possible to be in love with two people at one time. I've seen it happen before.
What the people saying? What the people saying?
blessings to his woman.
A lot of people say
whoever she may be. Mm. Because clearly he's going to be in love with you and somebody else.
No, I'm not saying
you're
me.
Looking. If you're looking, you're not in love.
You're not looking.
But you said it could bring something else to the table. It could happen.
Leave an option for something to come to the table.
Talk with us. I'm on the exactly.
That's okay. I'm the people picking her up.
If you're in love,
you're not looking.
You don't have no. You're not looking. Your blinders is on.
You're not seeing nothing else.
Something happens, whatever. You still love your wife regardless. Something happened. Y'all break up. Blah blah blah. Or not break up. You still love her, of course. You're no longer in love with her. No, you're gonna love your wife regardless.
So love her to be in love with her is two different things.
You married her for a reason, regardless of what happened. Even if y'all break up, guess what? You're still gonna be in love with your wife, the mother of your children. You're still gonna be in love with your wife, regardless of what happened.
Hell no!
To love her and to be in love with her.
That's different.
It's two separate things.
You're never gonna be in love with your. Okay, if you and your wife broke up. Peacefully. I'm not talking about because you cheated or she cheated or whatever. If y'all broke up peacefully, you still gonna have love for this woman.
We will always have love for each other because of what we made. But you're no longer in love with this person.
You're still in love because guess what happened? Even when you go do your own shit, you gonna say, damn, I still miss her. I still miss this. And that's why you go back. Get out of here. Anyways, thank you guys for coming out.
You gotta know.
Just because you're talking a lot loud don't mean you're right. That's all wrong.
Oh, now you agree with that. I mean,
that's
weekly.
It happens all the time.
What about a guy you go back to?
They do it all the time. Women and guys do it all the time.
And now you talk to somebody else, but you keep going back to the other guy.
Exactly. Oh, I'm not in love with him no more. I'm just, come on, be serious, bro.
That's not in love, though.
That's not being in love. To be in love with somebody.
Why you going back to the person?
Because I love you don't mean I'm in love with you.
Why are you not comfortable?
Familiarity.
There is a complete
familiarity.
You guys are missing the question. Nah, man, you can keep
that
situation. You're in love. You're answering your own question.
To be in love with somebody and to love them. I love you, but I'm not in love with you.
This is different. You're not having sex with me.
I almost threw up.
There's a difference between loving somebody and being in love with somebody.
In love with this person, right? At the moment. Okay, boom. Something happens. Guess what? Boom. Now you're moving on to this person. Right?
You think you're
now I'm in love with this person.
So what you're saying is you're still in love with your exes.
No, I'm not.
So is there a possibility that you could ever still be in love with them?
If I love them like that, yes, it is possible.
So have you ever loved one?
I haven't. But if I feel like this thing that you talk about love.
When you say go back to, what do you mean by that?
Just because I go back to them don't mean I'm in love with them.
Start dating again?
For instance, you can have a divorce. You can break up, whatever. If you go back to your ex, you're still in love with that person. Regardless of what girl you was fucking with, what girl you fucking with now, because you're going to have another girlfriend after you break up with your girlfriend. True or false?
But that's not the
true or false.
Okay, so
you're in love with that person when you have you start a relationship.
Just because
you're in love,
we start
right?
talking about me, we're back instantly in love.
Because
how about you?
Like how we thinking of it.
Cause y'all ratchet, apparently.
It doesn't, but no.
In love is in love.
You could no. There's a difference. Going back in love. How about you go back and build love back?
Were you in love in your last relationship? Were you in love with your last relationship? Let's start right here. Were you in love with your last relationship?
Oh, this shit done got
tricky.
It done got tricky.
Were you in love with your last relationship? Were you in love with the relationship before that one? Or the one before that one? Or the one before that one? Or the one before that one?
Don't be coming for me because you mad that you be in love with everybody.
Down, understand.
What's I understand what you're saying, but you're saying go back with a person. When I come back to you, doesn't mean because I got back with you yesterday that I was in love with you. I'm in love with you yesterday. We need to build that back to get back there.
Come back fast.
What you jump started is getting me to love you. You've jumped that, so you've already got where, yes, I love you. But I'm not automatically back in love with you because we're automatically back together.
You need to build to get that back. Listen to me. You're not listening.
I agree.
You were in love with me, right? Boom. We're together. Boom. You're in love. It don't work. Have you ever had a peaceful, breakup?
Yes.
Were you in love with that person that you peacefully broke up with?
Yes.
No. Okay, let's say yes. You got a new nigga. I'm nothing no more. Now you're talking to Dub. You're in love with Dub.
Best thing that ever happened to
him. But guess what? Have you ever went back to the other person? Because you were still in love. You were still missing this person.
No. That doesn't mean because I went back that I'm still in love. There's something, yes.
A lot of people go back because they're... That's a familiar
face. And okay, we're gonna try this again.
It's
okay,
comfortable.
Let's try it again. It's comfortable.
Familiar and in love. That means you could be in love with it. So what you're saying is you giving your goddamn love to everybody.
No.
Me loving you and me being in love with you is
in love.
For me, that's two different
In love is deep, bro.
Completely two different people.
In love is deep, bro.
For me to be in love with you, that's some shit.
Yeah. That take a lot.
Or
that ain't
like, you know, you leave somebody for someone. What I had was better than what I left them for. Let me try this again.
Right.
Because what did I, you know.
He do need to take a shot. Marvin, the people want you to take a shot because they said you man. So come on, take a shot because you are a man. Yes, you can go back. I can go date whoever. I can come back. But that doesn't mean because I come back to you, I'm about to be in love with you.
Yeah, you still tomorrow. You still got to get back to
that. We still got to get back to that.
Everybody's, okay, put like this.
I came back because I love you and I want to try this again. That doesn't mean I'm in love with you.
You think you're really going to be like, hardcore love, but
what's in hardcore love? Because either I'm in love with you or I'm not. There's no in hardcore love and in love. There's no different levels to that. It's either you in love with a person or you not.
That's disgusting what you're doing.
Now we see why he's doing it. Because he's in love with everybody.
I'm not in love with nobody.
Oh, shit. Child. Well, man, I wasn't expecting that to get
nice little ender.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
y'all don't be in love with everybody. Stop. Don't do that.
Well, anywho, good show.
Derek, I was very proud of you today. I may remove Douglas next week.
No, it's staying here. Derek Douglas is staying here.
Because I thought you were going to be Derek Douglas today.
Nah,
but
man.
You weren't.
Yeah. Wonderful.
You were just who I thought you were going to be.
Okay, never change it.
Just who.
But anywho, man, we thank y'all for listening, man. Thank y'all for tuning in. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Tequila Mandala, the only tequila that we drink.
The only one.
And if y'all ain't got the Get Feels Me, do me a favor. Link is in the bio. If y'all don't, go ahead, getfeelsme.com. Get what you need.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need something else, DM me and I can make it happen.
Yes, sir. And don't forget to subscribe to that YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
I got a question.
Yeah.
What happened to y'all titty pictures for a free shirt? Did y'all get any?
Nope, I ain't getting no titty pictures.
Oh, nobody gave up any?
Mm-hmm.
I was gonna give out a free shirt.
Okay. Oh, all right. How about a side titty at least?
No, I'm cool with side titties. Y'all can keep those to yourself.
Okay.
It's nipple or nothing.
I want to see tatars, the whole thing, free shirt.
We all finish y'all drinks, y'all. Get your cups up.
Yeah, better show him some ugly titties.
No.
Ooh.
They gotta be your titties.
Face included.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And we out.
I don't have to screenshot it.